So Jesus is leading you to where? Jesus is leading you to his Father, to a relationship with the divine, the one who is holy. Our psalm this morning, our responsive reading, gets us to God's holiness. We follow that up with Moses' encounter with God's holiness, seeing God, actually seeing God. And go back to my opening comments about how good it is to see someone versus just hear from them. And then in the gospel where we have Jesus touching the guys who are blind. And that's, again, touching. Not just seeing, not just hearing, but being touched by. Well, let's start with the responsive reading, if you found it. Psalm 99, interspersed verses. It starts this way. The Lord is King. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. Let them praise his great and awesome name. Holy is he. Mighty King, you have established equity. Lover of justice, you have executed justice and righteousness. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. He showed himself to Moses. We all worship at the holy mountain of our God. Holy is he. Our lesson today is from Exodus. It's the 33rd chapter, near the end of Moses' life, verses 12 through 14 and 18 through 23, when God is begged by Moses to be able to see him. Moses said to the Lord, "You have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have also said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. And consider, too, that this nation is your people." The Lord said to Moses, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." The Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." The Lord continued, "Here is what I will do for you. See, there is this place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my backside. But my face shall not be seen." Here ends the lesson. We turn to the gospel, which comes from the 20th chapter of Matthew, verses 29 through 34. As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that it was Jesus going by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Now the crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.